In this session, we're going to finalise our view at the SWOT analysis, the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats analysis. We're going to concentrate our time and energy on threats. And what we're looking for is how do we spot the trends and the changes in environment and the obstacles that constitute a threat to our business. Now, usually, as I've suggested, these threats are external. They may be changes in the economy that cause clients or prospective clients to paralyze themselves with fear. There may be changes in legislation that simply change the environment that you either were addressing or had hoped to address. I had a situation, example of this, where I was working with a particular type of client and then tax legislation changed and completely wiped out the way that those clients were saving themselves tax, and therefore made it less attractive to operate in a particular way, and we had to change our service to meet the changing ways in which they ran their business. So those kind of external sources and pressures will then threaten your business. Other threats to your business are where changing environment, economic maybe, legislative, tax, changing situations around you that you can't control, then suddenly begin to diminish, reduce, or even wipe out the competitive edge and advantage that your knowledge and skills have as you've developed them over the years. And that can happen very easily, where suddenly what was valuable to the marketplace from you no longer becomes that valuable because the situation has changed. That's quite scary and quite threatening, and you need to be constantly watching out for the changing environment around you and asking yourself this question: what I'm now charging for, what was now once valuable to my clients within my skill set, my knowledge base, and the culture I built around me, is that continuing to be valuable into the future, or is the changing environment threatening that knowledge and skill base? Next, where the competition has developed a series of knowledge, skills, and wisdom that suddenly reduce or invalidate yours. That's a threat to your business. Threats, like opportunities, can also come internally, and the threats start with you. Here are some questions for you to consider, and really ask yourself the question: are these threats to my business? Are you frightened of change? Are you frightened of the environment shifting around you and you not being able to keep up with it? Do you fear rejection, and therefore you've got so comfortable that compared to the early days of your business when you went out and hunted in a very aggressive fashion the next new opportunity and client, you've become so complacent that you now fear rejection, don't want to go through those days, and all of a sudden you're flabby and you're not winning new clients anymore? Those internal threats are quite desperate for your business, and you need to be careful of them. Other threats to your business that emanate from you could include your fear of investing time in learning and growth so that you become a different professional. 5 years' time, what you know and what you're able to apply to clients' lives should be different. In fact, next year, they should be significantly different to what they are today. If next year you're doing what you do today in the same way without significant increase in your skills, then the future is under threat as far as your business is concerned. Also, a fear that threatens your business is your fear of losing control, where you simply won't delegate enough work to people who frankly might have far greater skills than you, and that's what frightens you, to do the jobs that you shouldn't be doing because they're not your genius jobs. So far in this session, we've talked about the threats to your business, and the last number of items that I've communicated to you concern your fear. It's all about internal, your fear. Here's the question then: what is the antidote to your fear that's so threatening your business? What could be the antidote to that threat? And I'll give you some answers to that. First of all, learn the truth. Analyze your business and your competition and the environment around you and face up to the truth about all three. Next, don't be frightened of letting go. Get help, external, outsourced, or internal, with a new set of skills and support team. But don't try and do it all yourself. As I said before in another session, even Lone Ranger had Tonto beside him. As well as not doing things alone, I'd also say take time out. Stop scurrying and hurrying and frenetically creating activity. Take time out to think, ponder, and plan in writing strategically. Think in weeks and months and years ahead. Think long term, not short term, cover my costs, instant sales gratification. That kills a business or leaves it forever in a state of inadequate mediocrity. It will never become the kind of business that will free you up to live the kind of profitable life that you want to live. So take time out, think and write strategically, create written plans, action those plans weekly, monthly, and annually, and think long term, not short term. If you keep doing that all the time, then the long term plan that you had yesterday will be the plan that you're going to implement tomorrow morning in reality, and it will come about and create a different sustainable business for you that will be far less under threat.